We're here to pray and thank God on this wonderful ancient memorial of some of our most ancient martyrs, Cosmos and Damian. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. We'll try to combine like a liturgy of the word with a short and your divine office that includes the readings from the office of readings for today. Come, let us worship the Lord, King of Martyrs. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us and the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us and the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us and the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us and the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us and the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us and the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us and the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us and the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us and the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us and the whole world. Grant us the Holy Spirit so we can pray as we must. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. The Lord be with you and with your spirit. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. This is the one I usually use when I do a liturgy of the word. But anyway, there's three of them in there. So how will we combine them? I think we'll start with the divine office and we'll progress toward the readings. But first we're going to have the introductory rites for the liturgy of the word. My brothers and sisters, let us take this moment to acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to listen to God's word and to pray. Have mercy on us, O Lord, for we have sinned against you. Show us, O Lord, your mercy, and grant us your salvation. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on me, a sinner, instead of me, Almighty God, have mercy on us. Forgive us our sins and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Kyrie eleison is the Latin form. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Christe eleison is the Latin form. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Now we can switch over and start doing parts of our divine office right after this introductory prayer, which is at the beginning of the liturgy of the word or the end of the introductory rites. May you be magnified, O Lord, by the revered memory of your saints, Cosmos and Damian. For with providence beyond words, you have conferred on them everlasting glory, and on us your unfailing help. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. If you love me, says the Lord, keep my commandments. See my affliction and save me. We're still on Psalm 119. This time we're going to do parts 20 through 22, because that's 20, 21, and 22, which makes for 3. See my affliction and save me, for I remember your law. Uphold my cause and defend me. By your promise, give me life. Salvation is far from the wicked, who are heedless of your statutes. Numberless, Lord, are your mercies. With your decrees, give me life. Though my foes and oppressors are countless, I have not swerved from your will. I look at the faithless with disgust. They ignore your promise. See how I love your precepts. In your mercy, give me life. Your word is founded on truth. Your decrees are eternal. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. If you love me, says the Lord, keep my commandments. Lord, great is this peace. Great is the peace of those who love your law. Though princes oppress me without cause, I stand in awe of your word. I take delight in your promise, like one who finds a treasure. I hate lies I hate and detest, but your law is my love. 7 times a day I praise you for your just decrees. The lovers of your law have great peace. They never stumble. I await your saving help, O Lord. I fulfill your commands. My soul obeys your will and loves it dearly. I obey your precepts and your will. All that I do is before you. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord, great is the peace of those who love your law. I have chosen to do your will. Your hand will always be there to strengthen me. Lord, let my cry come before you. Teach me by your word. Let my pleading come before you. Save me by your promise. Let my lips proclaim your praise, because you teach me your statutes. Let my tongue sing your promise, for your commands are just. Let your hand be ready to help me, since I have chosen your precepts. Lord, I long for your saving help, and your law is my delight. Give life to my soul that I may praise you. Let your decrees give me help. I am lost like a sheep. Seek your servant, for I remember your commands. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I have chosen to do your will, O God. May your hand be there always to help me, to strengthen me. A reading from the book of the prophet Ezekiel. Let's see if we can get that verse in there really quickly that I keep forgetting. My son, take my words to heart. Do as I say, and you will live. A reading from the book of the prophet Ezekiel. The vision of the restoration of Israel and the temple. On the 10th day of the month, beginning the 25th year of our exile, 14 years after the city was taken. That day, that very day, the hand of the Lord came upon me and brought me in divine visions to the land of Israel, where he set me down on a very high mountain. On it there seemed to be a city being built before me. When he had brought me there, all at once I saw a man whose appearance was that of bronze. He was standing in the gate, holding a linen cord and a measuring rod. The man said to me, "Son of man, look carefully and listen intently, and pay strict attention to all that I will show you. For you have been brought here so that I might show it to you. Tell the house of Israel all that you see." Then he led me to the gate which faces the east, and there I saw the glory of the Lord God coming from the east. I heard a sound like the roaring of many waters, and the earth shone with his glory. The vision was like that which I had seen when he came to destroy the city, like that which I had seen by the river Chebar. I fell prone as the glory of the Lord entered the temple, by way of the gate which faces the east. But Spirit lifted me up and brought me to the inner court, and I saw that the temple was filled with the glory of the Lord. Then I heard someone speaking to me from the temple, while the man stood beside me. The voice said to me, "Son of man, this is where my throne shall be. This is where I will set the soles of my feet. Here I will dwell among the Israelites forever. Never again shall they and their kings profane my holy name with their harlotries, and with the corpses of their kings their high places. When they place their threshold against my threshold, and their doorpost next to mine, so that only a wall was between us, they profaned my holy name by their abominable deeds. Therefore I consumed them in my wrath. From now on they shall put far from me their harlotry and the corpses of their kings, and I will dwell in their midst forever. As for you, son of man, describe the temple to the house of Israel, that they may be ashamed of their sins, both its measurements and its design. And if they are ashamed of all that they have done, make known to them the form and design of the temple, its exits and entrances, all its statutes and laws. Write these down for them to see, that they may carefully observe all its laws and statutes. This is the law of the temple. Its whole surrounding area on the mountaintop shall be most sacred. Say to that rebellious house, house of Israel, thus says the Lord, enough of all these abominations of yours, O house of Israel. You have admitted foreigners, uncircumcised both in heart and flesh, to my sanctuary to profane it. When you offered me food, fat, and blood, thus you have broken my covenant by all your abominations. Instead of caring for the service of my temple, you have appointed such as these to serve me in my sanctuary in your stead. Thus says the Lord God, no foreigners, uncircumcised in heart and in flesh, shall ever enter my sanctuary, none of the foreigners who live among the Israelites. Responsory prayer. The glory of the Lord entered the temple by the eastward gate, and the house of God was filled with his splendor. His parents took the child Jesus into the temple, and the house of God was filled with his splendor. A reading from a sermon by St. Augustine, Bishop. The martyr's death was bought by the death of Christ, and it is precious in his sight. in the glorious deeds of the holy martyrs. Whoever in the glorious deeds of the holy martyrs, whoever everywhere adorn the church, we verify the truth of what we have been singing. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. They are precious in our sight and in the sight of him in whose name it was done. The price paid for these deaths was the death of one man. How many deaths indeed this one man bought by dying? For if he had not died, the grain of wheat would not have been multiplied. You have heard what he said as he drew near to his passion, our redemption. If the grain of wheat does not fall to the ground and die, it remains barren. But if it dies, it is very fruitful. On the cross, Christ effected a great exchange. There the purse containing the price to be paid for us was opened. When the soldier's lance cuts its way into his side, the price paid for the whole world flows forth. The martyrs and all the faithful were bought with it. But the faith of the martyrs was also tested. Their blood bore witness to their faith. They gave back what had been paid for them and lived up to what St. John says, as Christ laid down his life for us, so we should lay down our lives for our brothers. Elsewhere we read, you have taken your seat at the great table. Consider carefully what is set before you, for you must prepare the same in return. The great table is the one at which the Lord of the banquet is himself the food. No one feeds the guests with his very self, yet that is what Christ, the Lord, does. He invites and he is the food and drink. The martyrs took careful note of what they ate and drank, so that they might return the same. But how could they return the same unless the one who had first given it gave them the means of making a return? What shall I give back to the Lord for all he has given me? I shall take the cup of salvation. What cup is that? The bitter and saving cup of suffering. The cup the sick man would be afraid to put to his lips unless the doctor had drunk it first. That is the cup meant here, and we find Christ himself speaking of it. Father, if possible, let this cup pass from me, away from me. Of it the martyr said, I shall take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. Are you not afraid that you may fail the test? But why should you be? I shall call upon the name of the Lord. How else did the martyrs overcome, except that in them he overcame, who said, Rejoice, for I have overcome the world. The Lord of heaven directed their minds and tongues. Through them he overcame the devil on earth and crowned them as martyrs in heaven. Happy are they who have thus drunk of his cup, for their suffering is over, and they have received their honors. St. Augustine just shows us how grateful the early church was, knowing that it had been built and sustained in its evangelization by those who laid down their lives during the age of Christianity's illegal status. And he speaks in Eucharistic terms about how they joined their bloody sacrifice to the sacrifice of Christ in the one meal, the one table of the Lord. Responsory prayer. These holy men poured out their blood for the Lord. They loved Christ in life. They followed him in his death. They have won the glorious crown. They shared the one spirit. They held fast to the one faith. They have won the glorious crown. Lord, we honor the memory of Saints Cosmo and St. Damian. Accept our grateful praise for raising them to eternal glory and for giving us your fatherly care. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. In the second year of King Darius, on the 21st day of the seventh month, The word of the Lord came to the prophet Haggai. A reading from the book of the prophet Haggai. In the second year of King Darius, on the 21st day of the 7th month, the word of the Lord came through the prophet Haggai. Tell this to the governor of Judah, Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, and to the high priest Joshua, son of Jehoiada, and to the remnant of the people, who is left among you that saw this house in its former glory? And how do you see it now? Does it not seem like nothing in your eyes? But now take courage, Zerubbabel, says the Lord, and take courage, Joshua, high priest, son of Jehoiada, and take courage, all you people of the land, says the Lord, and work. For I am with you, says the Lord of armies. This is the pact that I made with you when you came out of Egypt, and my spirit continues in your midst. Do not fear, for thus says the Lord of armies, one moment yet, a little while, and I will shake the heavens and the earth, the sea and the dry land. I will shake all the nations, and the treasures of all the nations will come in. And I will fill this house with glory, says the Lord of armies. Mine is the silver and mine the gold, says the Lord of armies. Greater will be the future glory of this house than the former, says the Lord of armies. In this place I will give you peace, says the Lord of armies. Responsory prayer. Hope in God, I will praise Him, my Savior and my God. Do me justice, O God, and fight my fight against a faithless people. From the deceitful and impious man, rescue me. Hope in God, I will praise Him, my Savior and my God. For you, O God, are my strength. Why do you keep so far away? Why must I go in mourning with the enemy oppressing me? Hope in God, I will praise Him, my Savior and my God. Send forth your light and your fidelity, they shall lead me on, and bring me to your holy mountain, to your dwelling place. Hope in God, I will praise Him, my Savior and my God. Then I will go to the altar of God, the God of my gladness and joy. Then I will give you thanks upon the harp, O God, my God. Glory to the hope in God, I will praise Him, my Savior and my God. Acclamation before the Gospel. Alleluia, Alleluia. The Son of Man came to serve and to give His life as a ransom for many. Alleluia, Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Once when Jesus was praying in solitude and the disciples were with Him, He asked them, "Who do the crowds say that I am?" And they said in reply, "John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others one of the ancient prophets has arisen." Then He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Peter said in reply, "The Christ of God." He rebuked them and directed them not to tell this to anyone. He said, "The Son of Man must suffer greatly, and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Take our profession of faith seriously today as we go back here to Magnificat to get it from the Niceto-Constantinopolitan Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through Him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Blessed be God, who hears the prayers of the needy and fills the hungry with good things. Let us pray to him in confidence. Lord, show us your mercy. Merciful Father, upon the cross, Jesus offered you the perfect evening sacrifice. We pray now for all the suffering members of his church. Lord, show us your mercy. Release those in bondage. Give sight to the blind. Shelter the widow and the orphan. Lord, show us your mercy. Clothe your faithful people in the armor of salvation and shield them from the deceptions of the devil. Lord, show us your mercy. Let your merciful presence be with us, Lord, at the hour of death. May we be found faithful and leave this world in your peace. Lord, show us your mercy. Lead the departed into the light of your dwelling place, that they may gaze upon you for all eternity. Lord, show us your mercy. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. May you be magnified, O Lord, by the revered memory of your saints Cosmos and Damian. For with providence beyond words, you have conferred on them everlasting glory. And on us your unfailing help, through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. So I have no idea if that worked or not, trying to combine the office of readings with special psalms, together with Cosmos and Damian liturgy of the word. Maybe it turned out a little bit long and a little bit cluttered. But anyway, we did it. Let's pray for the Holy Father's monthly intentions. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, for my plenary indulgence or equivalent graces during this year of hope, for the soul in purgatory, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.